Chapter 52. Monster. Going on to the village, Oak flung a small stone against the window of Laban Tall's bedroom, expecting Susan to open it, but nobody stirred. He went round to the back door, which had been left unfastened for Laban's entry, and passed into the foot of the staircase. Mrs. Tall, I've come for the key of the granary, to get at the rick cloths, said Oak, in a stentorian voice. Is that you? Said Mrs. Susan Tall, half awake. Yes, said Gabriel. Come along to bed, do, you drawlaching rogue keeping a body awake like this. It isn't Laban, it's Gabriel Oak. I want the key of the granary. Gabriel, what in the name of fortune did you pretend to be Laban for? I didn't. I thought you meant yes you did. What do you want here? The key of the granary. Take it then. Tis on the nail. People coming disturbing women at this time of night. Gabriel took the key, without waiting to hear the conclusion of the tirade. 10 minutes later his lonely figure might have been seen dragging 4 large waterproof coverings across the yard, and soon 2 of these heaps of treasure in grain were covered snug 2 cloths to each. £200 were secured. 3 wheat stacks remained open, and there were no more cloths. Oak looked under the saddles, and found a fork. He mounted the 3rd pile of wealth and began operating, adopting the plan of sloping the upper sheaves one over the other, and, in addition, filling the interstices with the material of some untied sheaves. So far all was well. By this hurried contrivance Bathsheba's property in wheat was safe for at any rate a week or two, provided always that there was not much wind. Next came the barley. This it was only possible to protect by systematic thatching. Time went on, and the moon vanished not to reappear. It was the farewell of the ambassador previous to war. The night had a haggard look, like a sick thing, and there came finally an utter expiration of air from the whole heaven in the form of a slow breeze, which might have been likened to a death. And now nothing was heard in the yard, but the dull thuds of the beetle which drove in the spars, and the rustle of thatch in the intervals. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.